Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hello. Talking about Embiid, talking about Eagles draft. Bitching a little bit about Ask Out Trout. But it's 5 o'clock, and as always, at 5 o'clock, we have a little something we like to do, or Jack likes to do, that we respond to, called the Top 5 of 5.
I'm just sensing a little bit of an uptick in snarkiness after that open that we had. Just letting you know.
Absolutely not.
A little uptick.
Look, you got to walk into the studio, punch me in the face, insult me, and then expect me to not respond the entire time.
First off, it was a funny line, okay?
What, the gut line?
Yeah, it was a good line.
Yeah, it was fine. I honestly didn't even know how to react to it because it sounded like an insult, but it wasn't, so I couldn't figure out what to say.
That's good. That's often how I leave people. So I'm sure that's going to be the same reaction to this top five. What I have for you today, and this is a personal top five.
Oh, so aren't they all?
Yeah, but okay. You guys might disagree, but this is my top five.
Okay.
The top five dumbest things people do in sports arguments.
Oh, in sports
arguments. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, locked in sports arguments. The top five dumbest things that people do that drive me crazy. Number five is, you're not a real fan if you don't believe. I don't believe in the Sixers.
Is this just going to be everything that I said to you at 2 o'clock?
Basically, it's like, I love the Sixers. It doesn't mean that I don't believe in them. I don't believe in the Sixers.
No, no, no. You said you wanted them to lose.
Put me out of my misery.
No.
Because what they've done the last 2 years is they give you this sliver of hope, and then they squash it.
Like the Phillies.
Well, the Phillies, at least they have a fun ride. This hasn't been a fun ride the last 2 years.
No, it hasn't.
No.
I agree. But you saying that you want them to lose just so you don't have to pay attention
just
anymore.
Just saying, put me out of my misery. But I don't like
I'm
the whole.
Staying out of this.
I don't like the whole, you're not a real fan thing.
But you're not.
But hold on. Last year at the Eagles,
yeah.
Did you believe in the Eagles when they were 10-1?
No.
Okay, does that make you any less of a fan?
But I didn't want them to lose the rest of their games so they wouldn't have a playoff game. That's essentially what you're saying.
I'm just saying one game. But put me on I was with them.
Stand behind it. Stand behind it.
No, because I like the Sixers.
Put it in your vault.
Put it in your take vault. If they win tonight, that's right out of take vault.
Yeah, I know.
The fourth dumbest thing that people do in sports arguments is cite advanced analytics. Like the real advanced ones. Like I'm talking VORP in basketball.
Right.
Talking war in baseball.
What the hell is VORP?
Yeah, what is VORP, Spike?
Value over replacement player. It's just like war.
Okay.
It's just like war. I think it's stupid. I don't know.
I've never heard of it before. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Expected WOBA. Like it just, because no one knows how to argue it. Like yeah. It shuts down any rational conversation. As always, eye test is king.
I agree. I have to agree with
long
you.
Long believer in the eye test.
And by the way,
I used to be an analytics guy in arguments, and I realized it's not fun at all.
It's one of the best things about football is that there are not very many advanced
exactly.
stats.
Exactly. Not very many advanced stats.
So, because baseball and basketball are impossible with somebody who's going to, people will always do that. Mm-hmm. Football, all there is, and it's not an advanced stat, all there is Pro Football Focus rankings. And everybody knows they're Fugazi.
Yeah.
Unless they favors our argument. Yeah. Yes. We don't even trust what they say.
Yeah.
Well, because it's all eye tests on
yeah.
PFF.
Yeah.
Like, there's not even real numbers.
It's just, if you're going to use an eye test, use your own eye test.
No. The third dumbest thing people do in sports arguments, and again, this is personal, but bring up accomplishments when talking about how great a quarterback is. Now, quarterback is eye test, okay? Like, Justin Herbert is a better quarterback than Jalen. And I don't need to hear about Jalen went to the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. I would take Justin
Herbert. It does matter.
It doesn't matter.
This is why I disagree with you, Abe. Because I think there are plenty of quarterbacks that can put up meaningless numbers, right? How do you separate them? It's the winning aspect of it, right? I can't make Dan Marino the greatest quarterback ever because I know with my eyes he's arguably the greatest quarterback ever throwing the football. But he didn't win. So you can't put him in front of Peyton Manning. You can't put him in front of John Elway. You can't put him – who else? Some of these guys. But the winning aspect of it does have to matter with the quarterback position. Even though it's a team sport, the winning aspect of it has to matter some. And it's not the end-all to be-all because you know what I feel about Troy Aikman.
And you hate quarterback win-loss.
Exactly. It's not a real stat. And Terry Bradshaw won 4 Super Bowls, and we know he was like the least important guy on the team.
And Joe Namath.
I think – winning means something for quarterbacks. The problem is figuring out what it's almost like situation dependent.
Yeah.
Sometimes teams win in spite of a bad quarterback.
Yes.
But then I think there are some quarterbacks who are maybe don't pop off the stat sheet, but there's something about them that I think the team likes to rally around and doesn't make mistakes. So I think it's a stat, but I think people too often use it as the stat for quarterbacks.
I agree.
Yeah.
The second dumbest thing
that was your little Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts argument.
Yeah. He's back this year.
We know Justin Herbert is a better thrower of the football than Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
He is not accomplished.
I'm aware.
Okay. So you can have that. Would you rather be Phillip Rivers or Donovan McNabb?
I would rather be Donovan.
Okay. That's not even a question, Spike. That's not even a debate.
Do you think – I think Phillip Rivers –
he put up a bunch of meaningless stats.
He's sort of like Marino.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you put him and Marino in the same – but I think Phillip Rivers is an awesome quarterback, though.
He can be an awesome quarterback, but would you take his career over Donovan McNabb's career?
I don't know.
Well, one guy played in a Super Bowl and 4 title games. What did Phillip Rivers ever do significantly?
Look, I'm a Donovan guy too, but
I know. What did Phillip Rivers ever do significantly in the NFL?
But now you're bringing up wins.
What? Well, I said it matters. It's what separates the quarterbacks.
I'm not
because Donovan didn't have the tight end, a Hall of Fame tight end, a Hall of Fame running back, Vincent Jackson at wide receiver, Keenan McCardell at wide receiver. Donovan didn't have those guys. Phillip Rivers did.
Sure. Do you think if Phillip Rivers was on those Eagles teams, your Eagles would have had the same amount of success or more?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's what we'll never know. That's what makes it.
I don't know.
I'm not getting in the middle of your Herbert Hurts thing. I shouldn't have even weighed in.
Yeah, but you did.
Yeah, I know. You stepped in it.
I'm a Phillip Rivers guy. I've always liked Phillip Rivers. I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Why?
Because I think he's a good player. He was a great player.
Because he had 10 kids?
Well, love guys who have 10 kids. Me as no kids. I need somebody else to even things out. Have a bunch.
Exactly right. Exactly. Listen, my guy Jim Harbaugh has Herbert. Okay. Everything's gonna be fine now on the Justin Herbert take. The second dumbest thing that people do in sports arguments, and again, this is personal, they try to compare baseball stars to other stars.
Here we go again.
Okay. Like Bryce Harper can really only affect the game 4 times at the plate.
But wait a minute. When they win, everybody talks about how Bryce is responsible for them winning.
Part of it.
So my problem with the way that you talk about players like Bryce in baseball is they get all the credit when they win.
Right.
Bryce, bedlam at the bank, blah, 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 blah.
Winner.
Then Bryce fails in game 6 and 7 last year, And nobody's like, Bryce is a failure because he can only be up four times a game.
Yeah, because he was great before that. And had a bad two games. It's just a quarterback. Here's the difference. A quarterback holds the ball all time. At all times. He dictates everything on offense. A basketball star, a.k.a. Joel Embiid, can affect the outcome of the game more than a baseball player. Mm-hmm. So, like, the whole, like, Bryce argument, like, oh, well, he choked, too. It's like, well, he can only do so much.
But he can also choke. I'm sorry. But he can also choke.
Sure.
So,
but it's more impactful when a star in a quarterback or an NBA player does.
But here's the thing. Here's where you lose a little steam. Because you want to praise him as if he's the reason for them winning. So if you want to temper the praise for baseball players and their impact, then that's fine. Then he can't be in the same category with Jalen Hurts and Joel Embiid because they have more pressure on them.
Sure.
He doesn't have the same amount of pressure on him.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so then he can never be in their category as the biggest star in the city, most important player in the city, because he only does it four times a game.
Unless they have another bedlam at the bank.
And you called him the best Philly of all time.
I think you took that out of context.
I'm
pretty sure you did.
How can you take it out of context?
Well, once again, you doctored the fart audio. And now
I didn't doctor any audio. And not only that, it sounds like there are – we'll have to go back to the audio. It sounds like there are two farts in the audio.
Oh, what is that? What am I, the JFK of farts?
There's a farter on the grassy knoll.
There's multiple farters.
There's multiple farters.
The number one dumbest thing that people do in sports arguments, and this is a new one, and it drives me nuts. But if you critique a player, that automatically jumps to you hate the guy. Like Thompson today, I put out something like here's two critiques I had of him. Oh, so now you hate Thompson. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, are we so stupid that we can't even have like a sports conversation without jumping to you hate the guy? Like, I don't think Tyrese Maxey is the second best player on the title. Oh, you hate Maxey. Like what? Like,
right. If you're critical of him, it means you hate him.
Yeah.
This is, actually, it's happened with me with Bohm. All I did with Bohm was ask you how many home runs he should hit.
And all of a sudden, it's like, what? There it goes. WIP, running Bohm out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this list is really two things, three things. An argument you have with Jack.
Yep.
An argument I have with Jack.
Yep.
And Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it drives me up a wall.
And that's why we both reacted to it the way we did, because we knew he was really talking about us.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do the top... Four at four, things I don't like about Jack Fritz.
We tried that before.
Oh, we did?
The Mount Rush Four.
Oh, that's a great idea. The Mount Rush Four?
Yeah, someone wanted to start their own list countdown.
Oh, yes. Got it.
An hour before the other.
It's a hilarious name, though. You have to give it credit for that.
Oh, yeah.
I
wouldn't start every top of the hour with a list.
That's where we're headed to. Okay.
It's about to be June.
Yeah.
List at the top of every hour. Three at three.
The three at three. There you go. The two at two. Just start right off with a list.
Yeah, man.
Mount Rushmore.
Two.
Not a bad list.
No.
In theory. Totally wrong, though, just as far as your whole little... Because it's all personal with him.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. To give him credit, that's what he said. 215-592-9494. Do you just want the season to end tonight, or do you believe that Embiid has a stand in him?
Oh, yeah. He's 592. Got a stand in him for sure.
Get out of here. 215-592-9494. Seth in media. Putting him on hold. See? I learned how to put somebody on hold. You like that? Jay in West Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, Mo, you was all right till you started talking about my boy Five. I was ready to call you Spike today, the way you were defending Embiid.
And then what happened?
And then
you chose
then you talk about Five, talk about that Phillip Rivers.
You chose Phillip Rivers over Five.
Sorry. Look. As just to be clear, as Ike knows, I am a Donovan guy.
Yes.
And the weekly Donovan call that happens on this show, I orchestrated that. I called Donovan and asked him to do it. I went to college with Donovan. I just think that Phillip Rivers was awesome.
Is he taking credit for?
I did. It happened.
Yeah, no, he is.
But it truly happened.
Well, it was
factual.
My idea.
Yes, it's factual.
It was my idea.
It was your idea, but then I made it happen.
It was Ike's good friend.
It's your idea. You made it happen, but I made it happen.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I'm just saying.
Who gets it happen?
I'm a Five guy.
Yes.
I am a Donovan defender.
So who gets the most credit here? I would probably say Ike.
Well,
Well, it's,
it helps that, that his
former it certainly helped, but I didn't necessarily facilitate the call.
I made the phone call.
Yes.
And like I do, I just throw the idea and let you take it all.
Well, that's fine. We all have our roles.
We have our roles, yes.
He would have never done the call if Ike wasn't on the show. I would have never made the phone call if it was if you didn't suggest it to me. And it never happens at all if I don't make the call. So
that's why we're a beautiful team.
Yeah. So, Jay, I am a five guy. I just like Phillip Rivers a lot. So I never thought that would come up.
The son of Howard.
Oh, come on.
Mr. 10,000 losses, you commenting a little bit too much today about Embiid. Now
he's taking another call.
Yeah, well.
Oh, hi, Jay. How are you doing, pal? Yeah, good to talk to you. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. I'm on there. Of course, he's gonna take another call when I'm on there.
Well, yeah, the phones are popping, Jay.
Yeah, whatever. You just hide whenever I call.
Well, yeah, I would like to.
You and your boys there. Gonna talk about Embiid when he
most wins in baseball right now. By the way, tied for the third in most wins in baseball.
They paid the Pirates in the Colorado Rockies.
Pirates are hot.
Look, they talk about Joker and all this stuff last night. Did you see what his two players did? Jamal Murray won two games.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And Michael Porter Jr. But Embiid got to do everything, and they double team him everything. Nurse getting out coached. Morey making trades where his trade acquisition don't even play. Come on now. You want to get on Joe about the fourth quarter? I'd be tired too. I can't see out of half my face. I'm sitting there doing everything for everybody. And then little Lou Williams not stepping up.
Who was little Lou Williams?
Yeah, they about to max out Lou Williams there. And
oh, Maxie.
Oh, wow.
Good take.
With him smiling all over the place. Wait till next year. He's just going to take up somebody's spot. Smiling. He's going to be a max player. Did you see him pass up that shot in game two?
Yep.
He went toward the NB.
It was terrible.
Jamal Murray would have took their shot.
Honestly.
But yeah, but everybody want to get on Joe about what he – oh, he didn't do enough in the fourth quarter. Let's talk about Harper in game six and seven. They should
well, I just said that's the dumbest things people do in sports arguments.
Yeah, whatever. Harper lost to a little net. What's that little net that was running around?
Listen, Embiid would kill. I'm just letting you know, buddy. Embiid would kill to have the kind of runs Harper's out here. You know that, Jay. Come on. Don't deflect. Don't deflect. Nah, don't deflect. You're deflecting. That's what you do. No one better. I got you in the corner right now. I'm like Ali. I'm like Ali. You got nothing. You got nothing, man. Zero.
All he got credit for is wearing Fanatic stuff.
Zero. You got zero. Jay. Embiid would kill for Harper's runs here. You know that.
What run?
The World Series. Is Iverson a legend in this town?
That's one.
Iverson's a legend in this town, right?
For what?
Iverson's a legend, right?
For what?
I'm asking
you. We're taking us to the finals.
Yeah.
Hey, look, don't get me started on him.
Oh, God.
Don't get me started on. Look, Joe is more talented than him.
I agree.
Agree.
Let's have it. You told me Iverson is good for shooting 10 for 30 and that's good?
Okay, let's not start ripping AI for no reason.
He can do whatever he wants.
Look, I'll rip him all day long. He's overrated.
Oh, my God. Jay, you just shooting down everybody today, huh?
Except for Embiid. I appreciate your defense of Embiid,
yes.
Jay. And your ripping Jack. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Jack needed to be put in his place. A little too big for his britches today.
Yeah, everyone says that.
Yeah. So, we got this with Jay. He
hates Jack.
10,000 losses.
Yep.
You're the mole from New York.
Yep.
And I'm Ron Dixon. The kickoff return I gave up. It wasn't even me personally, but 20 years ago, 24 years ago.
He's a good caller,
still
though.
Calls. He's been calling me Ron Dixon for years, man. Yeah.
He's unflappable, too.
Yeah. He just runs right over you. He's just not even listening to you, really.
Yep. It's great. Yeah. He's a great caller. Yeah. I don't know what to say. Seth in media, give this another try. You're on WIP.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. How y'all doing today?
What's up, Seth?
I'm doing all right. Hopefully Fritz ain't stinking it up too much for you over there, Captain Flatsimans.
You never know. I don't mind. Look, he's in that tiny little studio over there. You don't want to go there.
Listen, he's letting plenty of
holes
off
in his chair. He's burning holes in the chair.
Yeah, the window's all fogged up over there in his studio.
So, all right, I want to say something about the Eagles real quick before I get to my Sixers point, and it has to do with the draft, and it has to do with everybody. I kind of see this come in full circle. Every few years this happens, right? Like, Howie will draft some top talent, what appears to be top talent, The guys don't pan out for what they're worth now, or, you know, to what we expect them to be. And what happens? Everybody in the city starts jumping on him like, well, he's got to do better, man. He can't draft. He doesn't know what he's doing. And then every year we give him an A+. I can't believe he did so good in the draft. And then a couple of guys don't pan out, or it takes him a few extra years to come around. And then we start hammering him again. It's just like, it just seems very cyclical. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like an annual thing here with us.
Yeah. Everybody giving him A+, and he did so well. And he did. I like the picks this year. I like them better this year than I have, you know, in quite a few years. But I mean, I remember them, you know, praising him for Jordan Davis up and down. You know what I mean? And it just, he's doing all right. You know, it's taken him a little while to come around. But midway through the season, they'll start hammering. You know what I mean? The Eagles will have a little bit of trouble, and then people just start hammering down on him. He's got to do better. He's got to draft better. He can't draft his way out of it. It's, you know, it's just insane to keep hearing the same story.
Wait, here's what I'll say. I'll give you a little pushback on that, Seth. Like last year's pick, right? Everybody loved Jalen Carter. At the time, everyone loved the Nolan Smith pick. But
sure,
give fans credit for not just having blind faith. Once the season starts and guys don't necessarily meet expectations, Howie didn't necessarily get criticized for taking Nolan Smith because it didn't seem like he overdrafted him, meaning other people may have drafted him as well in the first round. I think Nolan Smith has really caught more of the criticism than Howie has. Because,
and rightfully so.
Yeah, we look at it like the player hasn't lived up to the expectations versus how he tried to be the smartest guy in the room and took somebody he shouldn't have taken.
Yeah, where he did that early on in his career. And that's a fair point, right? Like the players got to they got to play up to the potential that we bestow on them. You know what I mean? All right. So with the Sixers, man, you guys couldn't be more right with the whole role-playing thing, right? And I've said this before. I've been saying this for a few years now. And I'm sorry to go back so many years on something like this, but man, the Sixers' real opportunity, that train left the station when they signed Tobias Harris, kept Ben Simmons, and let Jimmy Butler go without giving him enough money. Like, for me, that was the role player you needed, right? Like a guy like that. And they just haven't had him. And now Tyrese Maxey's looked good lately, but they don't have enough. These other guys, they don't have enough of that. Yeah, is that supporting type of talent that Embiid needs. And he can't carry the whole team. And I think Spike's absolutely right, man. And he's just, you know, he's tied. He can't do everything constantly, you know. And then you look at Jokic and those guys have guys around them that are winning games. Nobody's winning a game. We expected a couple of these players to be able to steal a game, and nobody can do that for us right now.
You know
what I mean?
So, we came close to Maxey winning game two.
Game two, yeah. Maxey showed up in that fourth quarter, game two.
And look, like, there are winners and losers, and that is what history remembers, and it doesn't count unless you actually win the game for sure. I think I agree with you on the Tobias trade. Truly, what happened with the Tobias trade is they made the Tobias trade because they were worried about Butler, because they knew Butler wasn't going to stay. And then they made the mistake that the trade was a mistake. They compounded it by overpaying him. We can talk forever about whether they could have actually kept Butler. I don't think they could have. And truthfully, I don't think Butler wants to run an offense where he is not the focal point. I don't think Butler's going to want to be happy with Joel Embiid shooting, you know, 28 times a game. So I don't think
Ben like playing with Jimmy Butler.
No. Well, the Ben thing is the number one thing.
Yeah.
And they should have, in hindsight, absolutely traded Ben Simmons. That year was a cluster because they were just rushing. The entire thing was just them rushing. And they made, honestly, I love Covington. You know, I love Dario. The Jimmy Butler trade was fine value. Absolutely,
right.
Good trade to make. I didn't like it at the time, but good trade to make. The problem was when they knew it wasn't going to work out, they panicked. They made the Tobias Harris trade, which they traded more for Tobias than they traded for Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. And then they compounded it by giving them that contract. And it just, they haven't been able to trade him since. You know, they've
traded for Tobias at the infamous meeting in Portland.
Right. It's just like
when Jimmy stood up in the meeting.
Yep. The Brett meeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever. We said,
and remember, we forget Jimmy was on a terror that year.
He was miserable.
Yes.
He didn't shoot threes for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And
this is coming off and threatening everybody in Minnesota.
It just,
where he had to get traded.
Right. He set up a media availability for him to fight with his teammates and obliterate his teammates. And look, He wound up where he needed to wind up. Jimmy Butler, the best.
Down in Miami, yeah.
100. That's the same reason we got the same LeBron there. Not, yeah. They're very different personalities, but they both need structure, immovable structure, and he wouldn't have had it here. But there have been a lot of mistakes over the last several years, and we will, I'm sure we'll talk about all of them tomorrow after the Sixers are eliminated. Coming up next, I did tease this before, but we haven't gotten to it. Bronny James, would you take him if it increases your chance of getting LeBron? We will talk about that next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This hour is sponsored by Gaida Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Gaida Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or visit goguida.com. And right now it's time for my bald and beautiful friend.
Yeah, but not everybody can be as lucky as I am to be bald and beautiful.
Nope, you are very lucky.
Thank you, my brother. And you've heard for years on WIP, Dr. Glatt, and his group talk about his amazing services. Now, Dr. Glatt and the Glatt Group, they know a lot of people that think that hair restoration is a one-and-done procedure, but it's just not the case. The Glatt Group, they have restoration treatments to strengthen before you need a hair transplant, as well as options to maintain your existing hair after a transplant, and their newest option is completely non-invasive. No needles, no pain, no downtime. It's called TED, which stands for transepidermal delivery. It's where growth factors are delivered directly to the hair follicles, and both men and women are seeing great results from this procedure. What are you waiting for? Give my friends at the Glatt Group a call, always at the forefront of technology. Call them today, 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com. That's 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com, and tell them Ike sent you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Yeah, the official band of the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Prince. That's Limp Bizkit.
Get my neck roll!
Are we doing Limp Bizkit every day at 5:30? Is that what we're doing?
I feel like it was fired up for the end of the show. Right?
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Little energy boost. So this per Sham Sarania, Sam Amick of The Athletic, the Lakers are open to drafting Bronny James this June to help fulfill LeBron James' dream of playing with his son, team sources tell The Athletic. Bronny announced earlier this month that he will enter the 2024 NBA draft, though he can go back to school if he wants to. He's in the transfer portal. So,
why would he ever do that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. So,
I mean, when your dad can hold the whole league hostage.
So, speaking of holding the league hostage, I have a theory for you guys.
Yes.
About Bronny. Mm-hmm. I would take him and hold him ransom. And I would tell whatever team wants LeBron, whether it's the Lakers or whatever, that you're going to give me what I want, or we will let him, he can go back to college if he wants. That's fine. I think the Lakers would be so desperate, or whoever where he goes would be so desperate. And if you want him here, well, I don't. But if you want him here, it's a bonus.
Oh, so the Lakers would do it.
Yeah.
It's the Lakers. They're not going to let LeBron go anywhere.
I would take Bronny, and I would – you want – Daryl, this is my message to you. I know you got to play nice with agents. It's clutch. They would probably get pissed off. Maxi is clutch, all that.
Oh, yeah.
You got one offseason to make this right, assuming, you know, the Sixers don't go on some crazy run here. I would take Bronny, hold him hostage.
I would too. Honestly. Not even trying to get LeBron, but to your point.
Yeah.
To your point.
Get something out of the Lakers.
It's going to get something out of the Lakers. Yes. You're going to get something out of the Lakers. Because I don't think LeBron wants to go anywhere. This is what LeBron usually does, which is, you know, he wields his power and he sends subliminal messages. But the bottom line is he's not leaving Los Angeles. What organization is he going to? He's going to be celebrated on his way out the league. What organization would he rather that happen with than the Lakers? So the only other one I could think of is Cleveland.
Can I tell you what's funny, by the way? Do you know where the Sixers pick in the 2024 NBA draft?
In front of the Lakers or after?
They pick 16 and the Lakers pick 17.
Yeah.
Give us something. You want Bronny? Yeah. Give us something.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to go wherever his kid is picked. And right now I think he's trying to persuade the Lakers to use one of those picks on Bronny James. He doesn't care about draft picks. LeBron doesn't care about draft picks. He's trying to win now. I don't even know if he's really trying to win, more so
he's trying to have fun.
Yes, he wants to be on the same team with his son. So, yeah, you're right. Whatever team decides to take him, they would hold some sort of leverage over the Lakers. I would imagine that's where he would prefer to be. So then they would have to facilitate a trade with the team that drafted Bronny James so that he could be on the Lakers.
You want Bronny? Give us Austin Reeves.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Give us Jared Vanderbilt. Yeah, I think it's worth thinking about. And I think more than anything else, I'd be curious to see if another team has the guts to take Bronny, knowing the chess match that could happen and the revenge that could be exacted on that team from Clutch, who represents a number of mm-hmm. top level players in the NBA.
Yeah,
be interesting. It would definitely be interesting.
Yeah. I wish I thought LeBron really was going to leave L.A. I just don't believe that.
Nobody wants to. He doesn't want to move.
Like, to go where? Like, yeah. What team would he go to?
Warriors?
I mean, I guess, yeah.
One last ride with the Warriors?
Yeah.
Good.
That would end up being a real depressing version of the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the Lakers with, at the very end, the Gary Payton and Karl Malone and all those. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
Oh.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What up?
OG.
Hey, listen, man. I think because of the Sixers is not committed to winning and they won a crap show, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, do everything that Spike just said, because that's just what that's going to create. You know what I mean? They're not about winning. They're about, selling money or whatever like that. Let them go ahead and get Bronny and then do the little, what they call that, fish, what's that, fish something? Yeah,
what?
Do that, John.
You okay? You okay there, OG?
The catfish thing.
Catfishing. Gotcha.
Yeah, they do that with their tea bag, however you want to call
Whoa!
It.
Whoa, yeah, that's totally
no,
different.
No, that is a different thing. That is. Did that get over the air? It
no,
did not.
It did not.
Okay.
It's trigger.
I don't know.
Bag.
I mean, yeah, but anyway, yeah. So,
can you explain to OG after this call what that is? Actually,
oh, believe me, he knows. What
oh, does he?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Actually, I don't. I just heard about it.
Don't stop.
You just heard about
it. I heard it been spoken.
Okay.
But anyway, listen.
Yes.
I think, and Spike, you need to. You got to hold your pop's feet to the fire. He don't have no authority to withdraw himself from something that he didn't. You know, put himself in. That ain't his decision. I mean, like, this, my show here, you know, is the show that created that. He don't get to remove himself, recuse himself from being scrutinized or being celebrated.
Yep.
It comes with it. You gonna get your little damn doctrine. You ain't tell them to recuse you from that, did you? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you want that. Yeah, so get your little speech together, and if you win. You may not even win it. So
you never know.
You know.
John Clark had a great first weekend. You never know what could happen. Ike had a great
and then
first
I think y'all overlooking someone. This Ooh. Guy named OG.
Oh,
OG
God.
Wade.
Here we go.
He been calling stuff, man. I called the AJ Brown song. I called the N'Kobe Dean pick. Everything. I did the Jalen Hurst. I ain't getting no credit for that. I'm the damn insider of the damn century. The hell y'all talking about for the year? I done it all. You know what I mean? I done outlived every damn body. Jeff Lurie wasn't even the damn owner of the damn Eagles when I was calling this show. And for that punk that I ain't going to mention his name, that reporter, the one that said, AJ, yeah, you called already. No, punk. He called WIP. And in the words of Rick James, it's WIP, bitch. That's what it is.
You can leave that one. Did you hit that one?
Of course you did.
Oh,
I told you
I like that
trigger
one.
Back there.
Oh, I like that one. I like that one.
You know?
I'm with you on that. He's fighting for us.
Spike literally used the word seven
no,
times.
I know.
Better to...
I mean, and repeatedly used it.
Yes.
Yes.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
Of course.
I understand. But that one's okay for next time.
But y'all don't understand, when I say things, I don't finish the words.
No, you said it there.
No, I didn't. I did not. It was no TH on there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, he said bit.
Okay.
There you go. You know what I mean? Just like
Bull.
When I'm going to joke out on. Yeah. And I, you know what, Jack? Why don't you put your fart on there? Bull that. Yeah.
It wasn't a fart.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. It was your couch. The one that you got from your mom and them, right? Yeah.
Oh,
new
yeah.
couches don't even fart.
Yeah.
So unless you get it from your mom's house.
The way it moves. The way it moves.
Because it ain't leather no more. They feather. You know what I mean?
It isn't leather. It isn't leather.
It is not leather.
No, ain't no more leather couches nowhere. No leather sneakers, none of it. So all you punks think you walk around with leather jackets and leather coats, you got nothing. All right? It's not leather. It's pleather.
OG.
Yeah, and it don't fart.
OG, what did you think? I needed to hear you on this. Oh, no, this has been an all-star call. What did you think of Jalen showing up to AJ Brown's press conference today?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to hear from you.
Come on OG.
You know what? Let me let it out. I did call the Duke. I told him, listen, I said it would only be fitting that you be there to support your guy. You know how his feelings get hurt, and you know he want to run out the damn door. Because the last time he was on the show, he said, when y'all asked him, or Kay Adams, oh, this is a business. Oh, now I want to hang my jersey up with my socks and everything right here in Philly. Yeah. You got that damn money. That changed stuff, don't it? Yeah, that little corn braids and everything. Now you can get some real dreads, punk. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
This is an all-time
is
call from OG.
Man. Come on, man.
All-time
OG,
call.
OG, be happy that the Duke has his number one weapon, the best
right.
player on the football team. Be happy about that. Jalen is.
And I am.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
All right, OG.
And hold on. Before you go.
Okay.
Yes.
That's an oxymoron, bro. You doing a damn hair show. I mean, a commercial. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell going on out here?
He's bald and beautiful.
With a Jimmy Butler wig. I'm telling you something. Yeah.
Get out of here, man. Somebody's, I'll talk to you later, man.
Somebody's got to Photoshop Ike with a, just a beautiful head of
head
hair.
Head of hair?
Yeah. As if we got to send you in, as if, you know, obviously, oh, God, you know that Dr. Glatt is great, yes. You know, and Dr. Glatt can help people. You're bald and beautiful, but.
Yes. I just can't envision him with hair.
Oh, just an Elvis-like coif.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
what I want to
say.
What
type of hair you think I would have?
Jack? Me?
Yeah.
A comb over. By the way, Howard just came in here.
About what? What was he complaining about?
About how John Clark didn't actually get the first exclusive.
No, I thought he
oh,
doesn't
yeah,
care.
Oh, yeah, I didn't care. No, that's what I said to him. Yeah, he's like, well, I did, but, you know.
Now.
Just want to make sure he cleared that up.
Now, just so we're clear, we normally do the Eagles Insider of the Year rankings at 4:30 on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We will not be on tomorrow at 4:30 because
well,
of the Phillies game.
We
right?
could force our way on.
Just oh. during the Phillies game? You
want to talk about the Insider of the Year rankings.
Dude, could you give Fransky the rankings and just have him do them at 4:30?
All right, Eagles champ.
Oh, yeah, Eagles champ.
So we'll do it Thursday at 4:30 because we can't do it tomorrow.
Right.
So anyone curious as to how the first weekend plays out with the rankings, you will be able to find out Thursday at 4:30. How about Jerry?
There are pictures of me in college with hair.
Yeah, it's just tight, right?
Yes. Well, yeah, it's going to always be low cut.
Yeah.
I grew up in an era, Jack, we didn't have the everybody wasn't wearing dreads and twists and everything in their hair.
Yeah, we saw. I didn't even know Tiki ever had hair. At WFAN last week,
oh,
we were
yeah.
looking at when Tiki got drafted. Mm-hmm. He had hair as well.
Yeah, had a low haircut, man.
Now he's
yeah.
bald and beautiful as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Although he's balder than you.
Well, he, yeah, he.
He's full on.
Shiny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
he's radiant.
A, yeah. Very
milk dud.
That is something yeah. you can say.
Yeah, milk dud, man. Oh, yeah. Well, I call him milk dud, and B. Mitch, I call lemonhead.
Very positive.
Milk yeah. dud and lemonhead.
Well,
Jerry,
it's what we do.
give us the horn, buddy. You're on WIP. There it is.
What's up, fellas?
Back on the road.
Back on the road. I'm a. 2 miles. I'm taking my 34-hour break, and I'm about 2 miles from the New York state line, heading to Connecticut tomorrow morning. So
good to hear. What do you got on the Sixers, buddy? Glad to see you back on the road.
Well, one quick thing. I got a nickname that nobody's even said for Trot Jr. Since his dad was the Axeman, Trot's going to be the Hatchet.
Okay.
He's a little smaller version. I don't know if anybody likes it, but I like the word the Hatchet as for the Axeman Jr.
Yeah, so, you know, I kind of want to let him have his own nickname. You know?
That's true. You but know? I that's just what I came up with.
Not
myself,
bad. Not so. Bad at all.
You know.
Not original either.
No, not original.
Yeah, I'm sitting here watching some Bigfoot hunts on my YouTube. But
while driving?
No. I'm sitting for 34 hours. I can't leave till tomorrow morning. So I ran out of hours for the week, and I have to reset my clock at 34-hour reset. And then
got it.
Then you start back up again. Mm-hmm. So on the Sixers, I'm all in with keeping Embiid. And, Spike, you're 100% right that the guys they have around him, they have to have him on the floor because if not, the lead's gone within a couple minutes, as a couple callers said, and – he's by the time the fourth quarter comes, he's pretty much gassed. I mean, he's not sitting out hardly much, and if they do get a lead, it's gone really quick.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Jerry. This idiot Fritz over here. I'm not...
This is really
Mr. Fart Machine.
Yeah,
you know?
Mr. Fart Machine over there.
But and the Phillies are you know, they had a hiccup yesterday, but I think they're going to still be okay. They just, you know. Putting Stubbs in there wasn't the best thing, but you got to give JT a rest every now and then.
I wish JT would take more of a rest. I appreciate the call, Jerry. Yeah, I wish JT would rest a little bit more, actually. Plays a lot. It's not a bad JT Realmuto. Just saying, you know, he's 30, how many years old? 33?
He's 32, 33,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Getting up there. Yeah. I want to save him for the playoffs. I want a fresh JT for the playoffs.
Just don't get much out of Stubbs, man.
You get nothing. That's,
yeah.
He's strictly there for the.
Looks small behind the
Was that plate. A pass ball on Dominguez or was it a wild pitch?
That's
wild pitch.
Yeah, I think it was wild pitch.
Because it looked like
He missed a spot by like 5 feet.
It was catchable, but it wasn't where it was supposed to be.
Not
but
even close.
Then he throws it past Sir Anthony.
Yeah.
They look like the Keystone Cops.
What's so crazy about Stubbs is that he looks like a little leaguer.
Yes.
But at one point, he was the best college catcher in baseball. I just can't believe it.
Tim Tebow was once the best college quarterback.
Well, I know, but there's difference. He's just a backup guy. I can't believe he's a big leaguer.
Let's do a text line. Text line.
Is Spike Shore Parks hosting today? Mark in Monco.
One too many violins, Fritz. I'm a real Philly fan, unlike you.
Right, yeah.
Yep. Just you sitting back there, you know, orchestrating standing ovations, trying to run out the best player in the city, run him out of town, saying you hope the Sixers lose. It's embarrassing. Honestly, I can't believe you're part of this show. Tomorrow might just have to be the WIP afternoon show with Ike and Spike.
Right.
And the traitor.
Go Sixers.
Benedict Arnold. What's next?
Is Spike the soup Nazi of radio? No call for you! Yes, I know Ike won't get the reference. Tim in Newark.
I do get the reference. I know it's a Seinfeld reference.
It is. Yeah. It is.
I've heard it enough to know where it came from, yes.
I think I hung up on two people in the first hour.
Very fast.
Yeah.
And one was Euro John.
Well, I can't take Euro John. Everybody, Euro John's full of it, man.
Listen. Bro, some days you got the trigger. Yeah. It's quick, and sometimes you'll let people go. It's a feel thing.
Yeah. You know, I'm still getting my feet under me.
Yeah.
You know?
Got people tweeting at me. Is Spike going to hang up on everybody today?
I just hung up on two people. They deserved it. I can only, you know, whatever. What's next?
Thank you, Spike. Tell that guy to get the hint. Mike in Anaheim.
Oh. That's for Jack.
I will not get the hint. He's going to be a Philly.
No, you won't get the hint. He doesn't want to be here.
For now. Wait till that petition gets to 2,000.
Well, and I say this with love, but didn't you really you hassle Jill for years before she went out with you?
For sure.
Yeah. So
Persistence.
Yeah, you don't give up.
No, never give up.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It worked out.
Don't start tearing up. But my motto in life is never give up.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy B.
All right.
After taking calls from Sixers fans for 3 days, you sure you wanted to come back? The Ricky listeners listening to the show.
good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
They're mad, too. Everybody's the same right now.
Yeah.
The Ricky listeners have more of a stomach for this than anybody else, but they're at the end of the rope as well.
Listen, I'm just happy you're here and I don't have to do this. Like I've done this. I've sat in that seat that you're in and I've yelled at callers and we yelled back and forth. Me and Johnny Marks have yelled at each other, you know, we're nearly coming to blows over this. I had Chuck screaming at the top of his lungs about this over Embiid. So I'm more or less like, Spike's here. Spike can handle it.
You know, I'm actually terrified of doing the podcast tonight if they lose. And nobody can even call that.
They can't even call you.
I see the YouTube comments, and I'm just, oh, my God, stop blaming me. And then the Knicks fans, our podcast is very popular when opposing teams beat us because they want to watch us sad.
Sure.
So the chat is full of Knicks fans when the Knicks win.
I got to admit, these damn Knicks fans are alive and kicking right now, man.
They are.
Very annoying.
I still cannot believe the scene after the game.
Do you know what they are? They're the Eagles fans of New York. They are the pre-18 Super Bowl of New York.
Okay.
They go from 0 to 60. And the one thing the Knicks have in New York that no other team has is everybody likes the Knicks. Whereas, like, baseball, the teams are
split.
Split. Football, they're split. Hockey, they're split three ways. Nobody cares about the Nets.
Yeah.
So it's really the Knicks. And it just all of the power of New York fans are behind that team. It's terrifying. What's next?
After hearing your Zapruder film-like analysis of Jack's fart, I do owe you an apology for not calling out the station by name. The newspaper guy.
He does.
He does.
He does. What's next?
I'm not saying that Jack would be a bad lawyer, but he somehow managed to turn the case of was that a fart into were there actually multiple farts? Alex in Lancaster.
Pax line.
It's true. I'm going to have to study that audio.
Yeah.
Yeah, you protested too much, and now we found the second fart.
Dave kicks us off tonight in Maryland. What's happening, Dave?
Last night, and, you know, questioned the lineup, and
it's so stupid.
It's such a TK shaking.
What
his
do you
head.
Think, TK?
Come on, man.
That's a fart.
It's a fart.
TK says fart. What does TK know about farts?
I'm sure TK's farted up a bunch.
It's a bodily function.
But if he farted, he might take off.
Fritz at six next?
Yeah, man.
With Riding with the King?
Yeah. Yes. I'm Riding with the King.
Oh, don't sound so happy.
Yeah. You sound thrilled.
Yeah.
All right. That's next. We'll see you tomorrow.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.